lots of history. I grew up here in this church since I can remember. Early age at five, with my parents, knew I needed to be saved and wanted to be saved, but I didn't really feel that was the full extent of my salvation or my true heart going to the Lord. That happened junior high with Ben Kane and Hugh Lake. We were talking about it and actually coming to the solid understanding of sin and destructive power it has, and realizing that I was a sinner and that Satan needed him. Went to Fellowship Rock, there were a couple other kids there, but went up there and said the prayers, had long meetings all the rest of that week, and continued on through life. The mentorship that came from Ben Kane, many people, your grandparents, just this church family has been doing well in bringing up children and showing them the way they need to go. So that's a short summary of it. Yeah.
The Lord led you to yourself. What's God doing in your heart and life? We just didn't, again, kind of broad brush strokes. How's God working in your heart and life in this year or two?
Year or two? Oh, man. Lots of things. Stress of life, stress of building a house. Learning to rely on Him and surrender, go over sort of battle with sin and trying to overcome all those and doing well. But that really just seeking every day to better yourself and seeking for other, friendships, mentorships. One thing in the last few years is actually trying to bond with fellow brothers in Christ and get accountability, get that strength, that bond with other men in this church that you can really rely on, come to with the simplest of problems or the biggest problems, and be able to talk about it and work on it.
Is there anything you would like to add? That was things God is doing in your friend's life lately. And if there's any way you can pray for you guys to do
it.
Yeah.
I've been coming here. They brought me when we were dating and got pretty connected in. After we got married, when we got married, and really, I hadn't heard the gospel. So coming here and hearing the gospel and knowing that, God is real, God is true, but not knowing what that path was like or that relationship was like, and just growing and really the trials is what God always needs to bring me in. And it's been a journey, but for David, I think, started building out, made this commitment of this is my focus, that's the house I can't come in. We were living in his mother's basement and, for kids, and I gotta be them now. So, by choice, we chose to do that. But, he really would listen to things on certain audio and do things solo. He was kind of flying solo. And, reaping his reward with that. And so, as he kind of got us moved in and came back to his home church, but kind of as a different person, kind of really seeking after God rather than this is what we do. We go to church and I believe it's true and I'll just walk the walk and kind of follow suit, but really it being his own and coming back and getting connected in and building relationships. And, I was pretty connected, but David was building and going through life, and I think God has really called him in.
I was in construction, isolation, and my work has been very much that lately, or all in the past, but all that was a big part of it. And the brother, just having the relationships that we have now, and our building is reading much better results.